This is episode number one of the Wheels to Wisdom podcast. I'm deeply honored to have Anna Forrest here for a two-part interview to help me launch this show. In this first episode, Anna will teach us a daily diet for the evolving soul, practical wisdom you can implement wherever you are and whatever your life situation. Welcome to the Wheels to Wisdom podcast. I'm your host, Liz Jansen, and I'm an author, speaker, and a coach facilitator. The reason I designed this show is to bring you the life wisdom from experts and experiences as I prepare for and then travel through North, Central, and South America on my motorcycle. They'll share key strategies that they've used to be successful on their personal journeys and show you how to implement them in your life. So tune in every Wednesday for new episodes and come on over and join the Wheels to Wisdom community at lizjansen.com/wheels-to-wisdom. You'll receive a copy of my Stop Dreaming, Start Doing roadmap, and you'll also be able to watch all the interviews on your own time. I'll also be making it really easy to implement the strategies that you're hearing by sending you what I like to call the Wheels to Wisdom Cliffs Notes on the best of the best lessons learned on the podcast. Before we get started with the show, I want to thank you for subscribing and tell you about a special launch offer. Every Wednesday in July and August, I'll draw a name from those of you who have subscribed to the podcast on iTunes and then also left a review. The draw will be for something related to the previous week's topic. All you need to do is simply subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and then leave us a review, and your name will go in a hat and we'll announce that the following Wednesday. To leave a review, head on over to iTunes and simply subscribe and then leave a rating and a review on the show. Tell us what you think, what you like, and tell us about content you're looking for to help you live your ideal life. I love finding out what you're looking for, so you keep getting the right content to help you on your journey. Let's get right to today's interview with Anna Forrest and hear her daily diet for the evolving soul, wisdom you can apply wherever you are and whatever your life situation. Anna Forrest has been changing people's lives for almost 40 years. An internationally recognized pioneer in yoga and emotional healing, she's also a medicine woman and author of Fierce Medicine. Anna created Forrest Yoga as she worked through her own life traumas to find healing. Anna is an ordained practitioner of Native American medicine, Reiki master, certified regression therapist, and graduate of Anthony Robbins Master University. She's a faculty member at the University of Bridgeport College of Chiropractic and sits on the boards of Fair Play and Earth and Sky Circle. She's a recipient of a Los Angeles mayoral commendation recognizing her outstanding teaching and healing work in the community, and is a consultant to a number of military programs. When Anna isn't teaching, she loves to ride her motorcycle into the wilderness. Anna, welcome here. What an honor it is to have you with us and to have you share your wisdom, especially at such an auspicious time, and to have you kick off the Wheels to Wisdom podcast. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be back and talking to you again because we had such a good time the other time. So it's like, all right, what's our next adventure?
Yeah, we sure did. So speaking of adventures, you know, this Wheels to Wisdom is really capturing an adventure that I'm taking. And I really appreciate being able to talk to you at the beginning of this, because what you're going to share in the next, 30 to 40 minutes is wisdom, and it's holistic. It really covers spirit, body, you know, our whole practice that goes with that. Before we get into that, though, I wanted to just mention, you know, people have said, you know, this is a special journey, a spiritual journey. And yes, of course it is. This next step where I'm setting out for parts unknown. But really, our whole life is a journey, right? And there's just different aspects to it. I don't see one part of the journey as any more really significant than the other. There's things that we learn all along the way. Do you share that, or, you know, do you have a way of looking at that?
I have a slightly different way to look at it. So yes, our whole life is a journey, and yet there are those power moments and those life-changing points, you know, I call them twisties, right?
Okay,
where we're going around the twisties, and how we go around them and navigate them makes a huge difference that sets up miles later. You know, like if we go through our twisties consciously and fluidly and enjoy, then we're still enjoying it even after we've gone back onto the straight road. And so I consider when we're going through those high adventurous points, how we go through them, how we absorb them, how we choose to hold them inside of us totally dictate what comes after that. So our life is a journey, yeah, and there's those moments that are really high intensity or deeper ceremony. And as soon as we start to hone our focus on choosing to give our life significance, like this is a journey, this is vision quest, this is ceremony, so bringing the best quality of attention into it, then everything brightens up tremendously, like the scents in the air and the feel up against our skin and everything that we're doing comes into clearer focus and more tactile, visceral sense. And that's how I want to live. And that's how I want to teach people how to live, with that level of visceral intensity and awareness, instead of that sort of dull automatic mind. It's like, take that dull automatic mind and put it away forever.
Okay. You know, I was already excited about this trip, but now I'm even more excited. I love the way you framed that. Thank you very much. And it's, you know, I can do a perspective adjustment for sure. You've written a book called Fierce Medicine, which is chock full of wisdom. And it's a great combination of soul wisdom and your yoga practice. It all comes in together. You've come up with a list of sadhanas, which are spiritual guidelines, really. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because that's really what, you know, that's really what sets us up, isn't it? For the twisties and for what's down the road, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So can we go through those then and have you explain them? And okay.
Yes. But before we even start, it's like, I just want to start with a premise that I think is so important for whether we're doing twisties or the straight road or sitting in a chair or dealing in relationship, is that to turn on deep breathing
is part of
bringing in that high level intensity and awareness and awakeness and sweetness into the moments of our life. So whether we're on our beloved street ponies or not, our bikes, is to start breathing deeply. And so even for those that are watching us right now and listening to us, to start breathing very deeply, because that way the treasures will come in and the awareness and the awakeness comes in. And without that deep breathing, it's so much harder to learn. And especially for women around our age, it's like we've got to be oxygenating our brain regularly, because we can no longer afford that sort of dull, stupid way of being, because at our age, the dullness just builds really fast. Okay. So it's like deep breathing, cut the dullness.
Got it. I'm breathing.
All right, me too.
The first sadhana that you've got is allow time for silence and allow time to digest. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that needs a little bit of elaboration. So in order to honor the gems and the lessons, the ones that are finished and unfinished, and the wins, it's really important to just have silent time to absorb and reflect and to literally digest those moments in our life and in the day, and to do that daily. So even I'm talking about informational food, but also with our eating practices of regular food, both. It's like we need time to take it in, be quiet and focus on what we're doing, and to just feel it through. Like, let's say, after our interview, for me, doing this interview is a high. It's like a really important moment.
It's really a high for me too. Thank you.
Yeah. And so afterward, I want to be quiet for a while and just reflect, like, how did that go, and absorb the win of having done it. Like, I'm so happy to be talking to you and to be happy to be talking to the bike community. It's just like, yay, I'm talking to bikers. I love that. And to absorb it, to glean out what really worked and what maybe didn't come out clear, so next time I can communicate more clearly. Or if there was a place where emotionally I slid away, you know, how do I reflect on that so I can be more honest and more profound in what I want to say? You know, so that would be an example of, here's this moment, you know, we have our time together, and then to give myself quiet time to absorb that big event and to digest it.
Okay, thank you. The next one is speak your truth from a place of honesty and integrity.
Yeah. So many times we just lie as a matter of course, thinking that that's like a social lubricant. When actually, when we start speaking our truth, it's so much more fascinating. But we get very shy about it because it's very revealing.
Yeah.
But that's part of the beauty of it, is that when we reveal ourselves to another person by speaking that honestly to them, it's captivating. And yet when we start to speak about our feelings or our opinions that are coming from a real place inside, a lot of times we hit the shy wall. We get shy and shut down. And so that's what's going to happen. And that's all right. Just take a few breaths, breathe, and feel for how do you even speak about, wow, I just hit my shy wall, and speak that as a truth. And then the door opens for you to then plunge even deeper on whatever it was you were expressing, to just report.
And that ties in so nicely to the next one too, about, you know, learn to live honestly at the edges. So, you know, we sometimes are afraid to, you know, to even go close to the edge, and we pull back, when really there's a beautiful opportunity waiting for us if we just walked over.
That's one of the reasons why I wrote Fierce Medicine, is like, here's tool after tool after tool, and here's how you skill build in using these tools. So tools that make us more effective in struggle moments or in challenging times, or like, let's put it right back on the bike, right? Like when we're hitting a part of the road that's challenging or scary, and we tighten our neck and we tighten our eyes, that makes us terrible riders right there. Because as soon as we tighten through here, we will no longer be responsive to what's happening on the road or with our bike. And so to get that, one of our more effective tools is breathing deeply, relaxing the eyes, getting them fluid again and flexible, relaxing the neck and not tightening there, so that we can move in a way that is congruent with the bike and with the road. You know, so like feeling for what are those tools. And it can be in moments of fear, in moments of struggle, even in our breakthroughs. You know, so like what I ask people to do is, with your deep breathing, deliberately inside, invite, I think invite's a really friendly word, like invite in the self-awareness and feeling, like choosing to feel instead of choosing to go numb, because going numb is not in integrity. That is outside of integrity. So choosing to invite in feeling, to invite in on, it's almost like on a setting your intent level of, I choose to live with integrity. Now, how do I do that in this moment? And being very curious and playful and aware for feeling through with that in those moments where you need to ask for that. You know, like you're in a challenging situation, you're having a conflicting moment with your partner, or the road is challenging, whatever it is. It's like at that moment to just go, ooh, let me connect to my deep breathing, and right now invite in my most skillful, resourceful self. How fun to go through this moment with all of my skills present instead of my most reactive, stupid self. I don't like being stupid. I don't think anybody likes feeling stupid. And so to deliberately choose, I want to bring in my most resourceful, playful, curious self in this moment, right now. That's, let me breathe and call her up.
Yeah, that's fun. I call her Lizzie for mine, because I have, that's Liz, the little girl in my, that's my little girl, right?
Yeah.
And so she's sometimes begging for some attention and wanting to play.
Yeah. It's interesting you should bring Lizzie up, because I was just talking to another dear friend of mine who's also a biker. Uh-huh. Ninja 650 for her.
Okay.
And I asked her to bring up her little girl inside and give her time to play each day, because it was her little girl that was like the keeper of her sparkle.
Yeah.
And she was having that, like, kind of coming into 50 years old, sort of graying out. And it was just like, bring up your little girl, because she knows how to get playful at a moment's notice. And let her have uptime every day, even if it's just a few minutes. Yeah. That's another invitation, is like, we don't always have to be the adult paying bills. That's just a tiny part of who we are.
Yeah.
And the little one that can just get delighted about anything, you know, like the taste of peanut butter or a cloud shape. It's like, we need that. We need that aspect of us, especially as we get older, so that we don't get burdened by our own knowledge. We need that sparkle up energy. So Lizzie or Annie,
yeah,
you know, my young one that has that sparkly stuff, her name's Crystal.
Right?
So Crystal needs to come on up so that she can savor how fun it is to be alive.
Yeah.
Just to be alive.
Okay. Now, the next guideline that you've got, the next sadhana, is about avoiding self-mutilating thoughts.
Yeah.
We do this a lot, don't we, without even realizing it.
Yeah, we're taught that. We're taught to, we need to learn how to intelligently critique ourselves, but we frequently, our critic is insane. And so it doesn't critique us, it shreds us. This is a non-productive. And my way of talking about it is, if beating ourselves up worked, then we'd all be enlightened, and we're so not. And so the beating ourselves up needs to stop.
And so we're taught that? We're taught that from a young age?
We are taught basically that, for a lot of us, that whatever it is we're doing, it's not enough. And so the lesson that comes in is, we are not enough. And that leads into all kinds of very sick places, so far as, you know, are women doing Botox and surgeries, trying to be enough, pretty enough, attractive enough, whatever enough. And our children are taught they're not enough, and they get totally stressed out. And what I prefer to teach, this was really healing for me, because as an alcoholic and a drug addict and then a bulimic, you know, the addict road, it's never enough. Nothing is ever enough. And so what has been helpful to me is, start with the truth. Make this the foundation. Like, you stand on this foundation. You are enough. And yes, there's more to learn and there's always improvement, but that doesn't negate that you are enough. It's like to actually decide, like, I am going to live from this truth and no longer live with the lies that I have adopted as true,
yeah,
about not being enough. It's like, no, that stuff I'm putting aside. I refuse it. I refuse to indulge that bullshit behavior anymore.
And sometimes it's hard to recognize them as lies, right? Because we've been taught them and we've used them for so long. We believe that they're the truth, and they're not.
Yes. Well, what the truth is that who we are is so vast and so mysterious. We are so much more than enough that it is almost incomprehensible. Who we are is so vast. And some of the listeners who are very indoctrinated in that they're not enough, they're saying, well, that may be true for you or for Liz or Anna, but for me, I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm too fat, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, there's the bullshit right there. And that's the stuff to disobey. Stop obeying bullshit.
So
stop.
Can we digress just a little bit? Because I want to just bring
up. Sure.
Well, we're talking about, you know, this. What's prompted this interview is this trip that I'm going on. Now, not everybody goes on a trip like this, right? Not everybody does what you're doing. But everybody has something to do. Everybody has something special to do with their unique gifts. And so what you were just talking about being good enough and about having your own, it's a matter, is it not, of knowing what it is that you're here to do and doing it, not comparing yourself to other people.
I think I want to digress on your digression.
Okay. Yeah. See, we took a side road already. This is what happens when we get on our motorcycles.
But those side roads can have such beauty and
deer
and moose and all sorts of things, right?
Exactly.
So here's the deer and the moose on this side
road.
So you're going on this journey, and where some of our folks that are listening need to go is maybe to find out and to quest. Their vision quest is to find out, what are my gifts?
Yeah.
Because we do all have something of value that other people would really love to be in the presence of. And for some folks, it could be their kind heart. You know, it's not like I'm not a rocket scientist. It's like, well, so what? So what? You know, how many people can talk to a rocket scientist about rocket science? I know I can't.
Not
a rocket scientist, but I certainly can appreciate being in relationship with someone with a kind heart.
Yeah.
It's like it bathes my heart in something wonderful. You know, so it's like finding out what are my gifts and then learning this is part of your journey, even if it's not with a throttle, learning how to develop them and strengthen them and use them deliberately. It's that deliberate action. I will use my gifts today. I will create situations that I can develop skillfulness with my gifts. And
And
that's part of the journey.
hope you enjoyed that episode. I'd love to get your feedback here for the Wheels to Wisdom podcast right in iTunes. Simply leave us a 5-star in a review, letting us know what you like, who you're interested in hearing more from, and what topics you really want help with. And I can bring on those key experts to really fine-tune and help you in your personal journey, creating the lifestyle of your dreams. I'll be giving shout-outs, so make sure you put your name and your website address if you want me to share that as well. And again, thanks for listening. I'm thrilled you found the Wheels to Wisdom podcast, and I can't wait to connect with you and learn more about your journey as we continue to grow this community. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Again, I'm Liz Jansen, and I'm committed to bringing you the top life wisdom from experts and experiences as I prepare for and then travel through North, Central, and South America on my motorcycle. I'll be exploring how to break through the limitations of our past and present so that you too can live a life you were meant to live and turn your dreams into your reality. Make sure you join us at lizjansen.com/wheelstowisdom.com to make it easy to implement what you've learned. I know you're all busy, and sometimes we don't have time to listen to the entire podcast or take notes, so I've created the Cliff's Notes so you can easily start to implement what you've learned from the show. These notes will be sent only via the email list. Plus, being on the Wheels to Wisdom mailing list makes you eligible for a complimentary 15-minute consultation with me via Skype or phone, so I can help you break through and live the amazing life you are meant to live. I'd also like to connect with you personally, to hear what's going on with you, what you need help with. So periodically, I'll be asking questions that I'd love for you to reply to. I love finding out what you're looking for, so that you keep getting the right content to help you on your personal journey. I will reply back to you personally. Tune in every Wednesday for new episodes, and come on over to the Wheels to Wisdom community. Wishing you the best on your way to achieving all your dreams.